Like Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. Listen at your own risk.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's 7 o'clock, it's Thursday night, I'm Mac James, stand-up comic, and it's time for Stand Up for News. Welcome back, Nation, to another amazing and adventurous episode of Stand Up for News. I am Mac James, stand-up comic, James Esterline, and I am your host. Here's my co-host, Macho Woman Robin, Macho Woman Savage. There we go.
Hey, everyone out there in radio listening land. Welcome back to another Thursday.
Welcome back, Robin. And then here's my other co-host, the amazing Captain Jim Marvin, stand-up comic.
Ahoy! Straight from the ocean waves onto the airwaves, mateys.
You literally just got off your boat, it smells
literally.
Like. Is that what you did? You just got off of work?
Yeah, just came straight from
work. He's an actual sea captain. Yeah. He's a charter captain, right?
Covered in salt and other things.
Well, welcome back to another amazing episode. We have a guest comic. When we did our first 4 weeks of the best set competition type thing, whoever had the best set, the final four are, and we have one of them here, Taurus the Bull, you know, stand-up comic Taurus. Our other one, week two, was a wild card. He showed up when we had extra spot. We had like three extra spots. Comedian DC, and then week number three, the amazing Scott Bird.
Scott Bird right here, huh?
Welcome, yeah. Scott. You are awesome, in my opinion. I love watching you do your stuff. You've always been real nice to me as well, and so... We do a little interview, and I always start with, when was your very first set? How long ago? Where was it? And how did it go for you?
Wow, man. The first open mic was in St. Pete Beach at Coconuts Comedy Club.
Nice. What year was that?
That was in the early 2000s. Yeah.
The year 2000?
Early 2000.
Early
2000s, maybe 2000, 2001.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. That's when I first moved here. So you've been doing it 20-some years.
No, I took a long break somewhere in there.
How long?
Too long. Way too long.
I hear people take breaks. I have not taken more than like a two-month break for holidays. to focus like on the family for once in a while. Every now and then I'll take like 2 or 3 months off. You know, yeah. November 1st through January 31st, that's it.
I took about a 10-year hiatus myself, yeah.
After that, I booked a comedy, I headlined a show like the first weekend. So, Robin always has a good question for you. Go ahead, Robin.
Oh, what has the difference been since you kind of, you said you started in the 2000s and then you... Because I've been seeing you, because I took a break myself, so I've been seeing you kind of really in the 2020s. Were there any big differences that you've seen between the two, between your hiatus?
Like between when I first started and how it is now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big differences. I mean, when I first started, Facebook wasn't around yet, mm-hmm. So that's huge now. And there weren't a lot of open mics. Most of them were just in clubs, not a lot of, like, just bar. Now they're everywhere, man. It's great. It's really great.
Tampa Bay's on fire for stand-up comedy. I miss some of the comics that have gone that I've, the first kind of generation of that I know of, like John Silman left, and then Rio Paris left, and then J.J. Curry's left, and there's a lot of talents left, but we have a lot more in. We're still ranked in the North America, number 13th, and Tampa Bay is for doing stand-up comedy. So how do you think... You think with all these breweries and all these cava spots, with their mics popping open, you think that's caused us to be that highly ranked, or to more places to practice our craft?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of places to go, and it's definitely drawing more people into it. Some good, some bad, but whatever. You got to learn learn how to do it, what you're doing.
Yeah.
So when you came to Dave and Buster's the second week also, correct?
I did come the second week, yes.
And were you in the top five or three?
No.
But you're persistent. You're like, I'm going back. It's just an open mic, right? It's a nice room to do an open mic with a crowd, I think. So then you nailed it. Bam. I don't think there was a question. I heard it was pretty much a very one-sided thing. So that's awesome, man. I'm glad So we gave you $150 there.
Oh, yeah.
And now you come back. There's going to be like a game card, I believe, involved. And you get the paid spot at Dave and Buster's. Every Monday, we're going to be 7:30. Oh, okay. So we're going to start kicking the doors open at 7:30 in that room now. It's going to be like no one's allowed in there till 7:30. And then it's going to be roped off. We're not charging anybody. It's still a free show. We'd appreciate, you know, one or two thing minimum drink or an appetizer, you know, soda, water, bottled water, whatever. But it's a lot of fun. People are coming out. I called in this radio show that I really like called Drew Garabo. You ever listen to them?
No, I do not.
And they let me plug the thing on their show, too. So it was pretty nice of them. They let me tell a joke, one of our stand-up for news jokes, you know. Jim, you have any questions you'd like to ask our week three champion winner?
Yeah, Scott, I've seen you on stage a number of times. You have a very natural presence. You seem to engage the audience, and you bang out some killer jokes. What's your approach to comedy, to writing, to what you do on stage? Anything in particular, or you're just being yourself?
You know what, man? It just really comes natural to me. I do a lot of writing in the shower.
What are you writing on in the shower?
But there's no distractions in there.
It's
anything.
Clean material.
Yeah, not a lot of clean material in the bathroom.
Is there anyone in the shower with you? Then it could be dirty material.
Not usually. Just the voices in my head, you know.
That's crazy. Yeah, what is your, you have a very stale, sometimes when you set up a joke just talking with me. It's like I gotta figure out that you told a joke sometimes. You like to do like dry pan stuff?
Oh yeah.
That's my thing too.
Yeah. I like to do all kinds of stuff really. Yeah. It just whatever makes me laugh, I try to bring it out to the audience and see if it makes them laugh. No, it usually does.
Yeah.
What joke do you think that you told that Tuesday or that Monday night that got you over and helped you win it?
That you can tell on air.
You can tell on air, yeah.
Oh, it was a joke about role playing. I say I like to role play in the bedroom.
Oh.
And I've been the plumber and the taxidermist and the pizza guy. And the pizza guy is kind of fun because I'll go out and get a pizza and I'll come back and ring the doorbell and the door opens and there's a little dialogue and some money's exchanged. And then it's off to the bedroom. And I'm getting so good at it that I think I'm ready for a partner.
I used to like to role play during sex, but my girlfriend said I was getting too many crumbs in the bedroom, so we had to stop that.
I thought
role
playing was like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Where you roll the dice. But
what's your prowess? What's your prowess, Scott? Roll the dice, man. All right. I have no idea about Dungeons and Dragons, guys. I'm just guessing.
I remember the very first joke that I heard. I guess the one that stuck in my mind. You haven't really told it, but I guess it was so funny. I'm still thinking about it. You said something about your pronouns were her, she, Hershey, Hershey. I just really like candy bars.
joke. Yeah. Yeah, her and she, Hershey's, I love chocolate.
Yeah. You can bring that one back. That's a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Do you have any shows coming up besides the Final Four next Monday at Dave and Buster's? Paid gig thing?
I do have a few shows coming up, but I'll be damned if I can remember what they are right now.
Ah, well, when you remember, we can plug them real quick because we might do butt plugs later. Everything but plugs, I mean.
Everything but plugs?
And then, if we don't have enough time to get everybody in, because Jim likes to talk a lot and a long time sometimes.
I have a whole encyclopedia here.
I don't like
to
interrupt him that much, but sometimes it's like, come on, man, same with Russell when we were doing butt plugs once. He was kept talking and talking. I'm like, there's other people that got to do a plug.
You mean Russell was hogging all the butt plugs?
Yeah, exactly what I mean. Well, we could start out by standing up for the news, you guys, because we got some current news to stand up for. It's not like the news can just stand up for itself because it was born without any legs, you know? And it's in a wheelchair all the time, you know? So when it needs someone to stand up for it, they call us at Stand Up For News, you know, because we're stand-up comics and we just tell the news. And call in here at 727-441-3000 if you want to. 727-441-3000. Robin, I'd like you to start out standing up for the news today because fire when ready.
Okay, so cicadas in South Carolina are prompting residents to call the police because they're mistaking the insect sounds for sirens. One resident told Stand Up For News Locust reporter, "I keep looking out the window, thinking my meth lab's about to get raided. Thank God it's just bugs."
Captain Jim?
All right, on Saturday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a $95 billion package providing military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The vote came after the House did vote for an equally massive domestic aid package for American families struggling to afford housing, health care, and education. Correction, I missed a word. The vote came after the House did not vote for an equally massive domestic aid package for American families struggling to afford housing, health care, and education. I thought there was something about that story that didn't sound right.
Jim, right. So we have our other guest in studio a little earlier than I thought. Welcome, Jeremiah Cotton, stand-up comedian from Alabama, Birmingham, is it?
Yay. Yes, sir, that is correct. I'm from Birmingham,
Alabama. And you just drove from there to here.
Yes, I did.
Stand Up For News. That's awesome. Welcome. All right, well, let's do another interview then. How long have you been doing stand-up comedy, Jeremy Cotton? And where did you start, and how did that set go, your very first time?
I just started comedy roughly over 2 years ago, and my first gig was in Uptown Jazz Club in Birmingham, Alabama, and I performed a few other comedians and stuff, and surprisingly, I did well for my first time.
That was your first open mic?
Yes, sir.
And you did good? That's what's up. Mine, it was good because I brought a bunch of people. All right? So there, first I got there and laughed, but then I went out by myself to test my mettle, and then it didn't go so good, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to learn the hard way.
I know, right?
Don't stack the deck. you've been down here in Florida in Tampa Bay area recently, so where's your favorite place to perform in Tampa Bay?
I don't know so far. Clearwater has been a fun place so far. I just came from Dunedin, if I'm saying that correct.
Dunedin?
Dunedin.
Yeah. Okay.
Dave and Buster's.
Dave and Buster's is such a fun place to go to.
I'm glad you were there.
I was there last week. It was a fun room, very nice, fun place to go
I'm
to.
Glad
and
you
stuff.
Had fun. That's they've asked me to do that there and be there every Monday now, so it's going to be a fixture. And we are going to be branching out to another city in Florida, a little closer to you. So be on the lookout for that. We might need a feature guy or a headliner or a host. Who knows how we're going to do it. It's going to be awesome, though. So I'm glad you enjoyed Dave and Buster's.
Been a while since I've been in Dave and Buster's, man. Shoot.
Guy Dudley said he did really good. He said, I'm surprised that you didn't beat him. Were you in the final five with the other guys? No?
No, sir.
I was told you were up there because I was busy working that night.
I know you were, but I wasn't in the final five. But it's okay, though.
I wasn't either because I'm not applicable to win. But this couple, there's three of these people, too. Like, they looked like, hey, bro, bros, you know, what's up, bro? Those kind of bros. And then, not brothers. Not brothers, but like, bro, what's up, bro? They look like party guys, college party bros, and they were with this girl, and she's like, how do we vote for you, James? I'm like, oh, you don't get to vote for me, because I'm not applicable. So they're like, so they just gave me $150 on top of the tip that they put on their like $190 check. It was pretty sweet.
Oh,
so that was nice,
wow.
Right? So I still got paid, even though I won them over. That was fun. I can't wait till next Monday in the final four, you know.
I know that's
Scott
right.
Bird over there, he won one. He was won week three. I guess he's enjoying his his cannabis medication right now.
I think we all need some cannabis medication.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I've never seen Scott anything but mellow. I don't know what I would do if I saw him super excited.
I think he's a teddy bear.
Scott, do this. Yay! No, see, he won't do it for me.
Did you bring any news to stand up for? You brought some jokes, some new stuff?
I brought some jokes for y'all.
Nice.
You asked for some political stuff.
Oh,
I got one good one for you.
It just has to be news. It could be about about the horses that got loose in London and went, they got injured really badly running loose.
That.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you get when you, your horse play around, you know?
Yeah.
I heard about OJ dying. That was a pretty big shocker.
No more OJ. Where am I going to get my vitamin C now?
Now I know that feeling in the back of my chest when I try to celebrate Father's Day now. Now y'all have the same. Now all y'all have the same faces when Obama won election.
That was a rig, anyway. That was a rig. Jim voted for him, right?
Well, the first time.
He said the first time.
He
was like,
for Mitt
Romney? That motherfucker was doing too much the second time.
For Romney?
Ready with it.
Oh, yeah. We don't say certain words FCC doesn't like on This Isn't a Podcast. We're on the radio, and our radio waves are going throughout the entire universe.
Filter through the FCC first.
Yeah. Obviously. So, you didn't vote for him the second time, Jim?
No, I didn't. I didn't like what he was doing.
What was the deal? You voted for Mitt Romney?
No, I don't like a thing about Mitt Romney.
Who'd you vote for?
I think I voted for none of the above.
You didn't vote at all?
Smart choice.
The same I'm going to be doing this November, but let's not get on to that.
You remember that time I told you about Mitt Romney sitting in my bar with Condoleezza Rice and Ric Flair's on the other side of the bar, and then Chris Berman was there?
Yeah, that was an incredible story.
And then a wedding party came in? All right, well, here's the thing I want to tell you guys about. So I'm, me and a friend of mine, we're looking for young talent. And we're going to start kind of mentoring them into the young version of us. Stand-up friends, they're going to take over for us. So I met this kid. I was introduced to him as Star Power Kid. He's this black kid. And the first time I met him, he's like, my name's Rennie. And I was like, you say Rennie? Not Remy? He's like, yeah, with N, R-E-N-N-Y. I was like, I didn't ask you how to spell it, man. It's like, there ain't no spelling test later, I hope. Because I probably won't remember. But did anybody ever tell you that you sound like a straight Michael Jackson? He's like, yeah, I'm the black Michael Jackson. Randy. And I started cracking up, man. He told me he's never been at Denny's. He told me I never seen Star Wars. And then, so Ryguy, my buddy, he has me pitching to these, him, Rennie, and four other dudes that are real funny. They're all listening. And he's like, tell them the story about how you got into comedy and where it led you now. So I'm telling them about the time Ric Flair made me promise I'd do stand-up comedy. And it was a long, funny story. I'm like, so Ric Flair said, come around the bar and talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And we're sitting there, and then I got Michael Jackson going, this guy's full of crap. I'm like, shut up, Rennie. And I'm like, so then Nature Boy, he bought champagne for the entire wedding party. He's like, this guy's a liar. And I got Michael Jackson in my ear going, this guy's so full of crap. And I'm like, shut up, Rennie. I'm getting heckled by Michael Jackson.
So Rennie's never been at Denny's?
He's never been to Arby's. I ain't never been to Arby's before. Oh.
What has he done
so
in his life?
I don't know, man.
Sound like Joe Jackson gave Michael Jackson more privileges than his father did. Good God.
Can I come out of the closet now?
James is a liar.
Hello.
James.
Peekaboo.
He's full of crap. This guy's a liar. He's like, shut up. I'm telling this. Why would I make this story up? So talking to Chris Berman, Swami, he's like, he's such a liar. Hey, no, you don't know Ric Flair. Like, shut up, Michael Jackson. I'm trying not to laugh so hard. This dude sounds just like Michael Jackson, just mumbling to his friend. He's full of crap. Let's get back to standing up for the news, though. Robin, I'll let you go ahead and tell a news thing. Story headlines breaking. Fire away.
The Japanese have found a new treatment using plasma irradiation that can heal bones faster and make them 3.5 times stronger.
He's such a liar.
The Japanese researchers are saying it will help people recover from injuries, assist with bone disease, and finally make Godzilla unstoppable against his foes.
We don't need Godzilla.
He's a liar. So full of crap.
Godzilla, we trust. A hospital in Los Angeles fired a doctor who regularly gawked at the genitalia of anesthetized patients. Witnesses say Dr. Louis Kwong sometimes looked under the surgical covers of black males who were under anesthesia and allegedly carried a gun around in the hospital. Dr. Kwong denied any impropriety, telling Standard News that he just wanted to see what his patients were packing. Pardon me, doctor, but two rights don't make a qualm. Right.
By the way, no guns are allowed in the studio either. No swearing.
I got to go out to my car.
Of course he checks that statement with the black guy in here.
These guns are here.
I'm like,
Facebook.
Pre-approval from my from my insurance company, so I would say.
So, Jeremiah, it's your turn. Are you ready to stand up for the news? Fire when ready. What's breaking?
Big breaking news. Taylor Swift is still happily with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and I hope they get the Kansas City CD Arrowhead through their heads and not through their hearts, and they bleed out happily.
Cupid's a Native American.
That's all you can want is just to happily bleed out. That's...
Slowly.
She's patting Holmes.
Doctor, he's happily bleeding out.
He's bleeding out, but he's so happy. So.
I need Travis Kelce to pull an OJ on Taylor Swift.
Oh, no.
I asked him if he could sing like Michael Jackson. He says, I can sing really, really good. I'm like, could you sing a song of Michael Jackson impersonating Johnny Cash doing the song by Nine Inch Nails, Hurt, that Trent Reznor gave to Johnny Cash, but changed the word hurt to squirt. He's like, yeah, easy, he says. He said, I squirt myself today to see if I still feel the only All right, yeah. That's funny, right, Mom?
Is really like the character in Fight Club. He was inside you all along.
No, he's real. He won't get on stage. He's scared to get on stage. He just wants to write for us, but we'll see what
happens. Is this an imaginary friend?
This is the weirdest talent show
I can make this up? You think I can make this up?
No.
Okay. I think you can make anything up, James. I know
I'm not. I'm telling the truth. These are the real facts of life.
Did you see it before or after your Orange Sunshine?
Oh, that was... not relevant. Mom.
Sorry.
All right, tell
Mom,
me
you have to bring that up.
Tell some news, Mom.
Okay, dairy cattle must be tested for bird flu before moving between states. This federal order was announced by U.S. agricultural officials by an anonymous tip that was called in to by the Stand Up for News conspiracy hotline, claiming it was from Chick-fil-A lobby as revenge for all the hilarious cow billboards. I think if I would have read that right, it would have made sense. I was trying to say the Chick-fil-A chickens were narking on the cows for the bird flu. They're all great. It's hard to write.
Cow disease as well.
That's got layers. Crazy. Yeah.
The cow goes, the Chick-fil-A chickens are after us.
This cow's full of BS.
In other top stories, former Florida Governor Bob Graham has died at the age of 87. Graham served as governor in a less politically divided environment and gained backing from a wide variety of voters. His supporters in rural Florida used to refer to themselves as Florida Graham Crackers, and adolescent backers living along the coast were nicknamed Salt Teens. And Jewish voters in Miami used to host fundraisers for Graham they called Matzo Balls. I'm sorry, everybody. This is such a crummy story.
I saw he passed away, but I didn't realize he had ever been the governor. I guess when I moved here, it was Lawton Childs and then Jeb.
Yeah. We haven't had a Democratic governor here since we moved here.
Yeah.
Jeez. Which was before James was born, I think.
That's
I don't
true.
Know.
James was just a babe in the womb.
You guys are silly. All right, so what about Weinstein? You hear about his thing got overturned. You heard anything about
that?
New York said that they've decided that something to do with the judge being biased towards the hashtag MeToo movement and that caused them to overturn the trial. Don't expect them not to do another one, though, right? So what, are they going to let him out like Cosby?
That's what I'm thinking. Are they going to let him go, or did he have so many charges against him?
He said, you better let me go, or I'll assault you.
He better be under house arrest.
He has charges in other states. I don't think they can't let him go.
Yeah, right?
And note to judges, don't be biased about anything. When you sit down in a restaurant, just tell your server, you know what, you pick out something for me.
You're silly.
But I mean, I think he would be like Matt Lauer. No one's going to want to work Jim. With him. Oh, Jim got his
joke of the day. Joke of the day.
I mean, no one's going to want to work with him or be a part of his movies. I mean, it's not like he's going
to
pick up where he left off.
I think it's safe to say he's going to be on his own island.
You know, Epstein's got a little island. I'm just saying.
There's some property available, I heard. Well, okay. Who's next? I literally didn't bring any stand-up for news today.
Okay.
It's a long story, but I had a five-hour meeting with the entertainment director yesterday. Long
at
meeting.
At Dave & Buster's?
But we did it at Knockin' Boots. He came out and we hung out there and played pool.
Oh.
Brett was sleeping the whole time. So
that's not really a meeting.
Our other sponsor in open mic, it's every other Wednesday, is at Knockin' Boots Saloon. The toughest room for any comic. They want to test their mettle. Come to this room and see if you can get these guys to stop running their mouths, heckling, and basically ignoring you for see how far you can go. We got the toughest crowd there is. They're a tough room.
Miss Ruth's going to be there next Wednesday.
Oh, she's going to own that room.
Oh, she's going to kill.
She was on our show a couple weeks ago. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Surprising. She's sassy.
Yeah, she did good at the Dunedin Bar. What, Soggy Bottom?
Soggy Bottom. She killed it. Yeah. Dude's good. She murdered the room. It was amazing. I was very impressed. You know. So Knockin' Boots, me and him hung out there like 5 hours. I got a lot, I guess, I can't say a whole lot of stuff, but basically
it's all good, big time
opportunity for us. Dave & Buster's is supporting us quite a bit, and we got to help them out by them helping us helping them.
Yeah.
We got to boost some sales. Somehow we got to get some more advertising. We got to get some more, get ourselves the name out there, the thing happening out there more, et cetera. You got any more news to stand up for, Mom?
I do.
That's rock and stock.
A dolphin in Louisiana was found dead after being riddled with bullet holes.
Whoa.
Yeah. A spokesman for the NRA made a statement about the incident. He said, we're sorry to hear of this tragic event, but like we always say, the only thing that will stop a bad guy with a gun is to arm a porpoise. We need to further relax gun laws so that sea creatures can start purchasing firearms.
The last dolphin to get gunned down like that before, he was like a running back or something, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, it was an actual like flipper.
I feel like the dolphin was at the wrong place at the wrong time because I feel like the shooter was trying to take out a whole school of fish and that one was just there at the wrong place.
Somebody's trying to blow away his bowl.
It was a school shooter. At school learned their lesson.
It was a pod shooter.
Man, go ahead, I guess. I was going to say something, but it's fleeting.
Nigerian chess champion Tunde Onakoya broke the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon by playing chess nonstop for 60 hours. In the process, Onakoya also broke the record for the longest time doing the most boring thing in the world. Well done, Tunde.
You seem like you might be a chess guy, Jim.
I am, actually. which is why I know it's the most boring thing in the world, because I'm doing it.
I can see you poring over a chessboard.
What's more boring? Sitting through one of Jim's really long jokes or playing chess?
Oh, you know what? Jim probably does the thing when he's writing a joke. Like
I don't know whether.
Like, timer, Bucky. Yeah. The timer just like runs out of battery.
You got some news there, Jeremiah? You ready?
I'm ready.
Fire away.
I heard P. Diddy is making a new song produced by Bill Cosby. Meek Mill is being the feature on it. It's called No Diddity. That'll be coming out next week. No Diddity.
P. Diddy. Oh, man. He had three sexual assault charges in 3 months, and they raided his place, you know. So what he did, he changed his name again. You know, it used to be Puff Daddy, then it was Diddy, then it was Sean Combs, then it was P. Diddy. Now he changed it to G. Diddy. That way, like, when his fans hear about his three assault charges, his sexual assault charges, and his the FBI raiding his stuff, they can always just say, G. Diddy.
I thought it was Beetlejuice.
That's more of a
Diddy, Diddy, Diddy. No!
He did it. He did a shingle. Yeah, you don't say it three times.
Especially when the door's closed and the lights off.
Who's that behind me? So,
did you hear his new song? It's a sequel to his old song. It's called Bad Boys for Life in Prison. And he's got another one called Shake Your Jail Feathers. It's kind of like Shake Your Tail Feathers. Same thing. Your tail feathers are your jail feathers now, bud. All right, Mom, your turn.
City officials in Milan, Italy, are trying to ban the sale of food and drinks after midnight. This is an attempt to curb late night partygoers. Eric Clapton just rewrote one of his songs in honor of the ban. After midnight, we're all gonna be orderly and go home.
After midnight. After midnight.
After we're going to go home.
Don't feed a gremlin, because they'll turn into monsters. After midnight.
All right, in other music news, legendary rock band Heart admits that they used to pilfer food from the band Bachman Turner Overdrive while opening for them during the mid-1970s. Members of BTO would mock the Wilson sisters for their escapades by serenading them with the twist on their biggest hit, Take a Couple Biscuits, bump, 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 bump. Take a couple biscuits every day, oh and gosh. Stealing is a crime, woo!
Oh, good job, Jim, Harry. Oh my gosh, that's effort, bud. So we have a segment. Have you ever heard of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, the cartoon? We have a segment kind of like that, but it's about Captain Jim and where his semen are in it, and we all sing the song together. Ready?
Where in the world is Captain Jim's semen? All right, thank you, James. This is the Stand Up for News Geographic News Quiz, where I give you a story that happened somewhere in the world, and you guess where that happened. The winner of tonight's game will win an amazing prize from the WTAN news chest. So is everybody ready to play?
Yay!
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one.
Question for you. Is the news chest, a.k.a. your underwear?
Okay, we have now found a different source of prizes from the WTAN news chest. It is no longer where it used to be. We found a new source.
Okay.
Jeremiah's like, what have I gotten myself into?
Took out the chest and put it in the trunk.
Jeremiah's like, I left something outside. And
did I just hear a car start up? Okay, first question. My seamen are on a fishing trip and tell me a 16-year-old boy who caught a 5-foot great white shark was bitten in the leg as he lifted it up by the tail to get a photo while fishing with his family off the coast of this country. Are my seamen in A, Australia, B, South Africa, or C, Mexico? James?
Mexico, C.
Robin?
I'm going to say Australia because I heard it has like lots of things that can bite you, Australia.
That could be anywhere. Jeremiah, any guesses?
I'm going to go with Australia because I know that has a lot of shark infested waters.
All right, my seamen are in A, Australia. Yay! Way to go, Robin and Jeremiah. The incident occurred off Adelaide's West Beach in Australia as a father was fishing with his two sons and daughter. The shark bit the son who caught him, leaving two gashes in his leg that required stitches. Before biting the teenager, the shark grinned, winked, and quipped, "That's not a bite, chomp." That's a boy.
A boy.
That's not a boy. All right, second question. My seamen are in the Caribbean and tell me a family in Quebec received the remains of another man instead of their father's remains after he died while on vacation in this country. Are my seamen in A, Antigua, B, the Bahamas, or C, Cuba? James?
C.
I'm going to say the Bahamas.
All right, Jeremiah?
I'm going to go with C as well, Cuba.
All right. The family, my seamen are, in fact, in C, Cuba. All right. The family's 68-year-old father had a sudden heart attack and died while swimming in Varadero, Cuba. The Canadian consulate arranged to have the body returned home to the family, but when the casket arrived, it contained the body of a Russian man who was at least 20 years younger than the father, had a full head of hair, and tattoos. The family said they will keep and bury the body of the younger stranger, saying their father would want to be remembered that way. Those Canadians worship anybody with a tan. Jesus. All right.
We like him better than Dad. That's very good.
Okay, so we are. Jeremiah, you are way in the lead here. All right, so this will be the make it or break it question number three. My seaman had a little boo boo and tell me a hospital is asking snake bite victims not to bring the reptiles with them to the emergency room in this country. Are my seaman in A, Australia, B, India, or C, Somalia? James?
You think that would be in every country requirement? Anybody with common sense.
Don't bring in the snakes, but apparently in this country.
What country is that legal in?
People are bringing some snakes.
Here's my cobra that bit me. You didn't have to bring the cobra, we would have believed you. I would say Australia sounds goofy enough for that. So does all three. India sounds goofy too. I'll go India.
I'm going to go India because I feel like India has lots and lots of snakes.
Maybe their veterinarian clinics and their doctor clinics are the same thing or something. I don't know.
All right. Jeremiah, pressure's on.
I know. I'm going to be the weird ball out because I did have a friend that lived in Australia for a while. They say they have a lot of snakes and spiders and stuff. So I'm going to go with Australia for my answer.
All right. It's a clean sweep. My seamen are A, Australia. Oh, my God.
You win.
Bundaberg Hospital in Queensland, already a weird name, is asking snake bite victims not to bring the reptiles with them to the emergency room after several instances when they were handed flimsy plastic containers with deadly eastern brown snakes inside. The country's tourism council is attempting to make the most of the situation with a new ad campaign featuring a handsome doctor addressing the camera with an enticing offer, quote, "Come to Australia. We'll throw another snake in the air for you."
You call that a bite?
What a Crocodile Dundee references tonight. And our visiting guest is our winner. And here is your exciting prize. It is a pamphlet on the Beginner's Guide to Safer Paddling. Whether you're paddling by yourself or paddling someone you love, do it the safe, smart way and paddle correctly.
I'm jelly. I love a good paddling.
From the correct strokes to the correct ointments. James can tell you a little bit more about that. All right. Thank you guys for playing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations, kind sir.
Thank you for having me.
You got any more current news you'd like to start with, Robin?
Oh, let me see.
We can finish off current news, and maybe we'll have some room to talk about some history, laughs from the past news.
I think I've got some history. Solar panels are being installed in balconies all over Germany. The Germans are finding them to be easy to install and cut down on electricity use. The only regret Germans have is that the late Michael Jackson will never be able to dangle a blanket over the fancy modern solar balconies.
You sure that's the Germans' only regret?
That's it, Jeremiah.
No, Lord, we're fine with everything else we've done.
They are suffering from long-term memory loss right now.
He's full of crap.
I didn't even know Remy was going to be
here. She's lying.
Eminem marched 16 years sober this weekend by sharing the milestone on Instagram with his fans. The Grammy-winning rapper posted a photo of his hand holding a new chip commemorating his achievement. Rapper Jay-Z took to social media to mock Eminem's struggle with sobriety, writing, quote, "I got 99 problems, but a chip ain't one." Hey, take it, Jay-Z, easy on Eminem, will ya?
I know you got Becky with the good head with giving you problems with Beyonce. That's why.
Now Becky with the cowboy girl hair.
Luckily, she wasn't a Swiftie fan.
Oh, man, I'm not one of those. One time at Dave and Buster's, you guys, Taylor Swift had this new movie out, and they had a deal with her that if you had one of her movie tickets, you got a whole bunch of stuff at Dave and Buster's, you know?
Okay. Oh.
Free friendship bracelets and free deals and specials and stuff, coupons, free apps. And for the entire 3 days, they played from open to close Taylor Swift. And so for 3 days, the entire time I was there, I had to hear Taylor Swift over and over and over. And when I was trying to ride home, I was listening to like NWA as loud as I could. And like, I was listening to like, then I'd switch to Slayer as loud as I could. And then White Zombie, nothing was working. All I heard was them, but it was her voice singing her songs in my head. I am broken now.
The musical palate cleansers.
It's like the saltine crackers of earworms.
I recommend a little Fugazi, you know, maybe some Clash.
It was a nightmare.
Okay, I have one last current joke, and I don't know if I can pull this off, but I will try. So all airlines are required to give passengers cash refunds for canceled or delayed flights. One disillusioned airplane worker told a group of people demanding a cash refund, you're getting it all wrong. The money isn't in a safe in the back. It's a Joe's plane ticket and the Malin's plane ticket and Hunter's Waller's plane ticket. That was my Jimmy Stewart impression.
It's in the 737 and then the 747. And it's
do you want Delta to win? Is that what you want?
Nice throwback. A 53-year-old boat captain in Clearwater, Florida, was arrested and charged with boating under the influence after he fell off his charter vessel with 30 passengers aboard. Local charter captains I interviewed said they've dreamt for years about getting wasted and abandoning a boat full of annoying passengers. The captain said he's leaving the charter industry and is interested in flying for Spirit Airlines. Oh, that's a lateral move.
Spirit Airlines.
What do you think, Jeremiah? Fire when ready.
Like a current one or old one?
Oh, hey, whatever. You're standing up for the news. We appreciate you being here. You're making me laugh. What do you guys sit around a table with three white guys? Well, three white people. I identify. So two white people and a white person that identifies as a black person. I identify as a white person. A black person. And two other honkies. What do you think of that? I like honky better than cracker. Jim was saying cracker.
Honky,
cracker
okay.
To me is offensive. I like honky. It's more fun to say. So George Jefferson would say, you know.
How many white people can we offend tonight?
You know why they call them that, right? Richard Pryor taught me why they call them that.
It's a haunted house. It's full of ghosts.
Old white rich dudes would pull up in the hood when Richard Pryor grew up in a brothel, and they would honk and they honk, and then the honkies are here, and then they'd go out there. Did you know that story? Richard Pryor is one of my favorite comics.
Yeah,
I started watching him when I was like 10. This is like 1986 and stuff, you know. Yeah, you didn't know that? We're learning. We learn on stand-up premium.
We do.
You learn something new every day.
Learning from honkies. Learning about honkies from honkies.
Honky-tonky lessons.
Yes. Yeah.
Honkies who teach honkies. Yes. Are the honkiest people in the world.
That's the honkiest thing I ever heard right there. Jim, you just got even whiter. Once you had the haircut, I thought, yeah, it's a white.
I can't see myself.
I know, man. You're transparent.
Translucent.
Yeah, translucent. Transparent's Jenner, right? That's Caitlyn Jenner. She's transparent. Jim, translucent.
I think it's more translucent with her now. She was transparent, then she went translucent.
She's a liar.
She went through a lot of transitioning of things.
She full of crap.
Stop it, Rennie. Oh, man.
All right. To beat it.
I got one history joke.
Oh, laughs from the past. It's time for history and news. Fire away, Robin Savage.
This week in history, April 25th, 1659, Richard Cromwell, as Lord Protector of England, earning him the nickname of Tumbledown Dick as a result from his abrupt fall from power.
What?
Yeah, however, the name Tumbledown Dick has inspired our own Russell from Stand Up for News to open up a gay rock climbing center in a city near you.
Jeez, Mom.
Nice.
Gotta teach how to climb that pride rock.
That's a rough nickname.
I like it that in 1659 that he
You remember my
was
nickname in high school, what everybody
your...
called me, Mom? Oh, Stumbledown Penis, remember? That's what they used to call me.
So close to Tumbledown Dick.
I was always stumbling down. It's so weird, Mom.
Oh my goodness.
Trip and fall Richard.
Poor Richard.
Clumsy Rick.
Almond sack.
Clumsy Rick.
All right, this week in 1184 BC, the Greeks enter Troy using the Trojan horse. In 1984 AD, our own WrestleMania enters Troy using a Trojan.
Russell Phil's not even here to defend himself.
That's what happens when you don't come to the studio.
He's in another meeting working on plugging stuff, and also he's working on getting some more action for stand-up for news live events.
Isn't he always working on plugging stuff and getting any action?
Yeah, I know, yeah, exactly.
Like,
you got
standard
me.
For him.
If you haven't figured out yet, Russell's a gay guy.
Russell's a gay guy.
I think you figured that out by now. All right, go ahead, Jeremiah Cotton, your turn.
Back in the day, a once wise man named Martin Luther King came up through Birmingham, Alabama, just to give a speech. He went to prison for it, and he looked outside and said, you know what, if it costs so much to talk this much and I would go to prison for it, I would have stayed at home with my wife.
Maybe it was worth it though. If you met his wife, it might have been like, this is way cooler than sitting at home with this nag.
So I got more space in here.
Can I stay around for a little while longer? I'll keep saying things that upset you.
I'm there, a doctor, and you're going to jail.
You know, she could be a nag. You know, he's probably, this is way cooler than sitting in the house.
Is that what you're doing with your doctorate?
Clean the garage.
Man.
You want to know something that's if you're I found this out, I don't say it, but even Manny said it the other day. He said, hey, go, you gotta take it right here on 9th Street. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I don't know if you've ever been in St. Petersburg, but 9th Street is called Dr. Martin Luther King Boulevard, you know, Junior Boulevard or whatever, since probably the 1971 or 68 or someone back then, and people still call it 9th Street. So I think if you're saying 9th Street still, maybe you're holding on to a little bit of racism. And why over a street anyway, right? What do you have dedication to this number 9 for? Are you scared because it ate 7 and whatever? Oh, wait, 7, 8, 9, right?
7, 8, 9.
Oh, it's in memory of 9 being eaten by 7.
Yeah.
7 is still locked up in prison for that. Still, it's still on death row.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's just easier to say he's still in our hearts, though. Okay, seven. You know, I just
I thought 7 was a lucky number. You know, it's not.
7's a gangster.
Yeah, you. Sorry about my mom being white. Like I said, identify as a black.
Don't apologize.
I did my DNA test, and it said in 23andMe, it said I was 7% African descent, right, Mom? Because
mm-hmm, yeah.
Mom's got jungle fever, yo. So that's one.
Somebody went through the jungle fever.
It's 1% per inch, though, you know. 1% per inch. Get it, Mom? Yeah.
She took it well. Welcome to the tribe.
It's nice to meet you, Dad. It's nice to meet you, Pops. Your turn.
Oh, I am fresh out of jokes. I'm sorry.
Do you have everything but plugs then? Because I think we covered everything but plugs.
Oh, yeah.
Everything except plugs?
Yeah, everything but plugs.
Oh.
So who's got something to plug?
I do. May 4th at Shamsie, Safety Harbor Arts and Music Center. We are going to have a comedy night there. Lou Angel Wolf is the headliner. Trent Glass is the feature.
Whoa.
And our Ed Shed very own Ben Not James is doing a guest set, and I am going to be hosting it.
Whoa!
And, yeah, I know. If you buy it beforehand, it's $10.
May 4th?
Yeah, May 4th, but if you procrastinate and you're like, hey, I want to come, I'm just going to buy tickets at the door, it's $5 extra, my friend. So get the tickets. Get them early.
Get the $10 deal, man. Yeah, $10 is better than $15 or something.
Yeah.
Jim, what do you got to plug? Everything but plug.
I am planning on being down at Sunshine City Comedy tomorrow night. So come on out, enjoy
some
performing?
Great...
It's just the open mic. So
can you
it's
plug like Dave and Buster's instead? Like this is not, I mean, I didn't want to do a direct wink hint, but go ahead, plug. I like that room a lot. That's where Manny does his podcast. You can't say that.
You can't say that
every Sunday. Or you can't say that with the letter
got
U.
That
we're plugging for you,
up.
Manny.
You can see us. You can see me there tomorrow night. You can see the entire Stand Up For News team next Monday night.
Monday
at,
where?
At 7, at Dave and Buster's in beautiful, lovely Brandon, Florida. Come on down. We've got our final four, our final featured four, the winners of our last sets at Dave & Buster's, and they are going to duke it out on stage, not literally, just with jokes. They're going to joke it out. They're going to joke it out.
Yeah. And they're going to see who's the buster and who's the one busting them. All right. Hey, you were there when Jim was hosting. You think Jim did a good job last week on Monday?
Jim did an excellent job.
Robin, what did you think?
Oh, I thought Jim did a fantastic job.
And I got feedback from Zoe Bowie, you call him.
Zoe Bowie.
And several other people. Jacoby Bruton, I asked him when I saw him on Tuesday. He said that you did a great job.
Jacoby's
so don't
great.
Get down on you. And I'd like to apologize for maybe going... I was a little too hard on the beeve, Mom. I yelled at him a little bit in front of everybody. Well, he kind of embarrassed me a little bit. If I had feelings, I'm assuming that those would be embarrassment. But I have to look back on times when I did have feelings, and I had to say, okay, after what Jim had to deal with at the end of the night, when someone wasn't happy, they didn't win. Wah, that's the way she goes.
Well, family's fine.
He had to put up with more than his share and still maintain professionalism, which I heard from everybody that he did very well.
You know, we did have a comic who said he felt that he was treated unfairly by the judges and that he did better. And you know what? I think he's right because we've been laughing at his, like, pathetic story butt all week. You really are the funniest comic.
I heard he guessed he would win, but he guessed wrong. You get it, Mom?
I do.
That's the way she goes, though, bud.
If I could sincerely compliment you, I thought what you did really good, because there was a lot of comics, and you kept it going very quickly. You didn't, there wasn't like a lot of chit-chat in between, but you weren't doing it so quickly that people, you did a really good job.
It was
smooth.
You were smooth.
Pacing, yeah. It's all about pacing.
Guys. Yes, man, you did a fantastic job pacing. And
Jeremiah Cotton, do you have anything you'd like? We covered everything but plugs. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Dave & Buster's, they'll be doing their own open mics every Monday, and you said they'll be opening up a new location pretty soon out in Florida, so check out Dave & Buster's for open mics. Me, personally, I'll be hosting in New York on June 8th.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, I got my first hosting
in
New York. Not the Apollo, not yet. I'm not that famous, not that funny yet.
You will be.
But thank you,
Derek. He told me you're really friggin' funny. So that was his word, frig.
Yeah,
I heard. He works with you, right? You work with Derek Meyer?
Yes, he's
my
manager.
He's going to be the judge
friend.
Next week at the Final Four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's booked me before. Have you been booked through
stand-up.
Derek?
I have. Yeah.
I have. I have.
He was on Stand Up for News, though.
Well, I figured that part. He told me to contact you. I said, give him my information. We'll have fun. Yeah, I don't know if you can make it back next Monday or not. Are you going to be in New York?
I'm going to be in New York on June 8th in Bayonne, New Jersey.
Oh, that's not okay. So you might be able to make it back down here.
I might be able to make it back down next Monday.
Your dedication to exposure. You drove from how many hours was the drive?
At least eight.
He's like, should I come?
I'm like, I was texting you, saying, should I even come? I'm gonna be there like a little bit late.
We're on a list after this. We're gonna go to Kava Craze. It's a really good mic, and
awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, if I could do one other plug, this Wednesday at Knockin' Boots, we're going to be the whole Stand Up for News gang is gonna be there along with Miss Ruth, and we're gonna have a lot of fun Monday, and we're gonna have a lot of fun Wednesday.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Yep. It starts at Knockin' Boots Saloon in Largo.
In Largo,
201.
Yes.
201.
Oh.
Key Road.
Nice.
Come on by. We have free pool there every day. Me and my, we were at that place playing pool all day yesterday. Well, I guess that's roughly our show. We like to end the show singing the song Stand Up for News. So just guess the words while we do it. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news. We'll stand up for you.
You can stand up to
sing. You don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
All right. See you later, Hawkeyes. We'll see you next week.